This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 246 for Friday, January 27th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly stronger Friday, seeing a continued recovery off nearby lows to end the week. Canola steady to up $2, the March contract up $1.90 at $808 per ton. Wide crush margins and ideas the canola market is looking oversold contributed to the gains. A rally in Malaysian palm oil was also supportive, but Chicago soy oil was softer on the day. Canada exported nearly 175,000 tons of canola during the past week, down slightly from the previous week, but year-to-date exports of 4.1 million tons continue to run well ahead of last year's pace. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while corn and wheat ended mixed. Soybeans down 14 cents in the March contract at $15.09 per bushel. After recent rains, condition ratings for the soybean crop in Argentina improved to 7% good to excellent, from only 3% the previous week. The amount in the poor category also improved to 54% from 60% last week. Forecasts call for more moisture in the dry country over the next few days. Solid weekly export demand announced yesterday did remain supportive for beans, but there was no fresh news announced today. Corn, underpinned by speculative positioning ahead of the weekend, but settling within a penny of unchanged, March up a half cent at 683 per bushel. Argentina's corn crop improved by 5 points in the good to excellent rating, now at 12%. An estimated 39% of the crop was still rated poor, but that was still a 12-point improvement from the previous week. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are reportedly making progress seeding their next corn crop. Wheat ending mixed with spreading between the three U.S. wheat markets behind some of the activity. Minneapolis spring wheat up 3 cents in the March contract at $9.21 per bushel. Kansas City 4 cents higher in the March contract at $8.69 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 2 cents in March at $7.50 per bushel. An estimated 59% of the U.S. winter wheat crop is in a state of drought. That's a 10-point improvement from a month ago, according to the USDA. The USDA's ag attaché raised its forecast on Australia's wheat crop to 37 million tons. That compares with the official projection of 36.6 million. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 27th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.